Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, I'm your fixer, especially if you're in business or if you're even in the building product space, if you're a manufacturer, contractor, distributor, rep group, or even an architect. So welcome to Volume 5, Episode 90 of the Platinum Business Break. Look, today we're talking about fourth quarter. And I'm calling this episode the two-minute warning. Hey, that's why I'm wearing some NFL gear here. Yeah, I've got my Saints gear on. Yeah, it's going to be a long season, I know, so don't start. But anyway, I'm going to support my Saints no matter what. Let's face it, 2025 is about to be in the books. And just like in football, the two-minute warning isn't just a reminder that time's up. It's a chance to make your last best plays. How is your year shaping up? Now, a lot of people I talk to are in the business. They've got some headwinds. They're not hitting the numbers. Now, some of you are, but most of you are not. So what I want to say today is, what headwinds do you have? What are the opportunities? And more importantly, what can you do now to close the gap and tee up a monster year in 2026? That's what we're going to dive in today. Let's check the scoreboard. Here's what's been driving the industry so far this year. Let's talk about housing starts. Now, I know most of you or a lot of you are not in the residential side of the business, but it does impact. So through August, total U.S. housing starts are running at a seasonally adjusted rate of about 1.3 million, which is about 6% below where we were at last year. And again, that's multifamily and single family. Single family starts are down 11% year over year. And again, that's according to the Census Bureau. Permits, building permits. And this is, building permits are a forward-looking indicator, are down 11% year over year compared to August of 2024. So the translation is the pipeline is shrinking, not growing. Construction spending. Okay, now it's kind of a mixed bag. So year to date through July, total U.S. construction spending is running about 2.2% below 2024 levels. Material costs. Okay, I know this is a nerve for a lot of you. Input costs have not let up since 2020. Since COVID, building material costs are up about 34%. Now, tariffs have added back this year about another, let's just take residential construction, about another $11,000 per home average in cost, right? Again, tariffs and inflation, new tariff actions in 2025 are pushing consumer prices up 1% to 2% and clipping the GDP growth by about 0.5% for 2025 and 2026. All right, there is one bright spot. Now, then this is more like civil and infrastructure. And really what we're talking about is data centers or anything related to data centers and energy. It is 10% higher year over year, and that's according to Construct Connect. So if you're in that space, you're probably having a pretty good year. So yeah, if you feel like you're running uphill both ways, barefoot in the snow, you're not imagining it. The numbers prove it. It is a tough year. So there's a lot of headwinds. We're heading into that fourth quarter. And look, here's the other reality, guys. You know this. About to turn October. October, yeah, pretty full month of work, of stuff going on. November, it starts getting choppy because you got the Thanksgiving holiday. So mid-month, it starts slowing down. People start going on vacation, deer season, hunting season, or whatever. Then less than 3 weeks after that, you've got Christmas and New Year. You've got those 2 weeks, and there's a lot of, I hear some steel mills and paint suppliers, and a lot of people are shutting down during those time to do annual maintenance and all that. And that's going to even impact supply chain more. So, and also distributors, if you're selling into the distributor network, distributors, a lot of them do not want to take on extra inventory that, because they got inventory count, they're not going to take a bunch of inventory at the end of the year. Okay. So I think we all know that, but I got to say it. But what can you actually do in Q4 to close the gap? So again, two-minute warning. Here's a few plays that I would be running if I were king for the day. So number one is you want to audit your pipeline. If you don't have a pipeline, if you don't have a CRM, you call me. Okay, you need to fix that. But you want to call in every chip. With housing starts down and commercial permit shrinking, other than like data centers, this is the time to chase every project that can still close before the year end. Now, the likelihood of that, we all know the reality. If you're selling projects are pretty much done for the year. Okay, so what you're going to have to start doing is looking at building your Q1 projects for 2026. Okay, the second thing related to the first one is sharpen your CRM. When margins are thin and opportunities are few, losing a lead because of sloppy tracking is unacceptable. So sticky notes and a spreadsheet or tablet, next to the honey buns on Steve's desk isn't going to cut it. We have a CRM that we offer. It's called the Platinum Build Suite CRM. It's literally designed to prevent those fumbles, right? Number three, strategic discounts versus desperation discounts. Look, I've seen this 100 times. We get into, and a lot of times it's not even this early. Usually it's like, you know, right before Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving, you know, management says, oh my gosh, we're not hitting our numbers. We have to cut price. You know, call everyone, you know, that's, I'm sorry, guys, that smells of desperation. And it's really too late. If you're going to pull that card, it's too late. So you got to be smart. A 2% well-placed incentive on stalled jobs beat slashing 10% across the board. Okay. You got to protect your, I mean, right now, okay, look, if you're not going to have sales, at least protect your margins. That's all I'm saying. All right. Number four, training and coaching. You can't afford your sales team who are guessing at the line of scrimmage. Okay. Now we offer a DISC behavior-based sales training, which equips them to read buyers like a poker tell and to close smarter. All right. So training and coaching is important. And that also tees you up for better 2026. Visibility. Last one I'm going to mention. Number five. Organic, social, and reputation management is critical. Remember, best known beats best product. So if you're quiet in Q4, or if you've been quiet all year, you're invisible. And when the 2026 kickoff comes in January, you're going to already be behind the game. All right, that's all I'm saying. So again, those five things: audit your pipeline, sharpen your CRM, strategic discounts versus desperation discounts. Number four, training and coaching. And number five, visibility. All right. Got it. All right. Good. All right. So let's prepare for 2026. Because really, the reality is most of you, if you are behind, it's going to be tough. Unless you have some Hail Mary, you know, flea flicker, you know, some great play, probably your 2025 is not going to end up how you thought. But it's time again. Let me put it this way. If you're a sales management, okay. If you're boots on the ground sales management, yeah, you got to focus on this year and you got to do everything you can do. If you're sales leadership, okay, guys, you got to let your team do what they do best. You need to start looking at 2026, and the preparation starts now. So here's what I'm seeing into 2026. So we just had noticed that the interest rates are going to get cut, probably a cut again. So if the Fed is signaling, you know, easing of interest rates. So that means projects that are currently shelved could suddenly break loose. So will you be ready? Okay, number two, tariffs, they're here to stay. So stop treating them as a temporary nuisance and start pricing, messaging, and training around tariffs. You know, if that impacts your business. Right, last one, technology adoption is no longer optional. 2026 is going to be the year when AI-powered tools and technology is really going to make a difference. And in building products, you know, if you're building products, building materials, if you're in construction, if you're, you know, we're usually 20 years behind everybody else. So if we're talking about AI powered CRMs, if we're talking, smart websites that have chatbots, if we're talking about basically ChatGPT smart desks, which basically I'm going to tease that. I got a little announcement later this week on that. All that kind of stuff shifts from nice to have to, if you don't have this, you're going to be invisible. You're going to be behind the eight ball. Okay. And remember, civil and infrastructure is running higher, which means money is moving, but not necessarily going into residential. So you need to position yourself where the growth is actually happening. So all I'm saying is it's time to start looking at 2026. Look, if your 2026 plan is just to dust off your 2025 year playbook and hope for better luck, that's not a strategy. That's Groundhog Day. Now, if you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, you know, it's the keep repeating the same thing. Anyway, you get that. All right. So here's where we can know. This is where Platinum Business Consulting can help. We've built solutions specifically for the chaos you're dealing with. So really, you know, there's about four things that I'd like to mention. One is our 90-day sprint. So stop chasing, you know, chaos. Okay. Tighten your processes, eliminate waste, and free up capacity. We could help with that. Number two, DISC behavior-based sales training. Equip your sales team to read the customer like a poker tell at Vegas and close smarter, close better, all right? Training, folks. Number three, organic social and reputation management. Make sure your market knows who you are, sees you, and trusts you. Again, I've done several podcasts on that, so go back and look. I'm not going to beat that horse. But most of you, your marketing sucks. You are invisible online, and you've got to get with that program. Last one, our Platinum Build Suite CRM and all of our AI tools. We finally have some tools for building products that were designed for building products that we can help you with. So if you're interested in getting in AI or say, Danny, we're not sure about it, or we're fumbling, you know, one of the big problems I see is companies, they're either too big or they got too many things going on. We're trying to get our IT people to do it. We're trying to get our marketing people to do it. Let me get your thinking straight on, okay? If they were going to do it, they would have already done it. They don't have time. they should. I mean, that's where all that should come from. But I could help you, guide you, and get you straight and get you into that like really quick. All right. That's it. So if you want to finish 2025 strong and launch into 2026, now is the time to get moving. All right. Call me below. Again, call the fixer. I'm here to help you run your 2-minute drill, get your team ready for the kickoff for the new year. All right, so that's it for today. Hey, this is kind of a short episode, but I wanted to throw this in because it you know, October is the last really big full month we have to work and get stuff done. It's going to start slowing up after this, so you got to start doing something now. So again, this is the 2-minute warning. Housing starts are down, permits are down, costs are up, tariffs are biting into GDP, but here's the good news. You can still finish strong. You can absolutely set up a 2026 to be your best year yet. So if you're ready to stop the chaos, build a stronger team, and finally get visibility in your market, check out PlatinumBusinessConsulting.com or just reach out to me directly. Hey, until next time, I'm Dan Owens. I'm your fixer in the building products, building materials space. So let's finish strong and launch even stronger for 2026. All right? We will see you next time. Go Saints. Hoo dat. Bye.